This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
What do you say?
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
But saying it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. Okay?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day.
Guess what day it is?
Hell yeah.
Guess what day it is? It is...
We going to London, boys and girls, day.
Schedule day.
It is absolutely that. It is... What else is it? Hey, man, how about a nice seven-round draft prediction from yours truly here at In the Loop? That's what day it is, too.
It is 10 straight for the Astros day. It is the Rockets going to get in that Utah booty.
Sweat!
And it is the worst draft pick in the NFL the last 20 years made right here in this division. You won't believe all the stuff that happened after that and all the stuff that's not going to happen because of it.
It's most Stanford route day, too.
It is Stanford route day. Stanford route going to come in here. Looking extra skinny, drinking his juice.
Love sausage.
He loves him some sausage. It's In the Loop, episode 219. And because it is 219, let's shout out to Indiana, the area code 219. Shout out to Indiana, the home of Bob Knight, or the old home of Bob Knight.
The old home of Bob Knight. There. The home of Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Ah, big strong man, Max.
That guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll give Andrew Luck
that
a shout out.
Right,
but it's a great day to be alive, John Lopez. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is a Wednesday, and I say this a lot. I'm accused of being overly romantic and romanticizing sports, but it is a big day for all three teams in town. You got the Houston Rockets, game two tonight, 8:30 TNT against the Utah Jazz. You got the Astros, maybe a stronger rotation than we anticipated, beating the A's yesterday to win their 10th straight. And you got the Texans. We're finally going to know what the schedule is going to be, how it's going to line up. I got yesterday by some NFL schedule leaks, some fake ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to know at 7 o'clock. You're going to hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Rich, Sean, and Wade Smith. We're going to know exactly how the Texans line up, when the hell we're going to London, when Justin Reed's going to get
week.
To smash Antonio Brown. It's going to be awesome, John
I missed
Lopez.
It by 1 week. I said October 27th. It's going to be the next week, the next Sunday, November 3rd.
That's my birthday month.
That is your birthday month.
I don't have a birthday month, but I just want to make an excuse.
Just so people know, just drop it in there.
Just lay it on the credit card.
Yeah.
Lay it on the credit card, fly to London, see what's popping.
I really want to go, man. I really, really, really want to go. I'm going to see what I can do. I could take like Thursday off. I'm already making the plan. I'm already in my mind making the pitch to our boss. If we don't go as a station, who knows? We might go as a station. Who knows? Or a couple of shows or something with Texans radio, maybe pre and post. But here's my plan. Tell me if this is going to work. So I'm going to go into our boss's office. And I'm going to say, here's the deal.
Okay.
I've been saving my nickels and dimes. I want to go to London.
Okay.
I want to watch the Texans play the Jaguars November 3rd. I'll take Thursday off so I can fly to London right after the show.
You're
Wednesday.
You're going to take a Thursday off
hold on.
During a game week?
Hold on.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Hold on. Listen to the entire plan before you rip it. I think it's a good plan. Do the show Wednesday. Take Thursday off. Fly out Wednesday night to London. Take Thursday off because that's a travel day, get settled day or whatever. Friday, if I take Thursday off, will you let Friday be a work day for me and I'll call into every show?
I mean.
Call into every show Friday from practice, from Texans at the hotel, do a couple of interviews.
Why can't we have Vandy do that?
Because I want to go to London.
I'm trying to be the boss.
Because I want to go to London.
I'll be the boss because, you know, I kind of wear a lot of radio hats. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you what the boss should say to you.
I think it's a solid plan. You give me Thursday. You give me Friday. I'll take Thursday off. I'll take a personal day for this trip. And I'll handle the airfare and stuff.
So you're telling me the OG John Lopez, who's been covering Houston sports for 30 years, mm-hmm. who's been covering the Houston Texans since they started, who was covering the Houston Texans when it didn't look like there was any hope that there was going to be NFL football in Houston ever again, who people hang on to your every word about the Houston Texans, you're telling me that the OG John Lopez is going to try to take off a Thursday during a Houston Texans game week in the middle of the NFL season?
Yes.
You are out of your damn mind.
But look at what you're getting on Friday. I'll be contributing to all four shows.
Vandy can do that.
No, he can't. He's got stuff.
I'm trying to up your sales pitch here. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm saying I can go call the morning show twice, maybe once in the 6 a.m. hour, once in the 9 a.m. hour, call our show twice.
No.
Two or three times, call the afternoon show. And I'll call the night show from bed.
Oh, you're going to call the night show?
Like with Ciara.
You're going to call the night show.
Hey, Houston.
Yeah.
I'm in London. We got a game.
Not going to work. How long is the flight to London?
Like 9 or 10 hours.
Well, then why can't you just do the show on Thursday from there? I'm assuming that Vandermeer and John Harris are going to have the equipment to where they can do a show there. So why don't you just tell the boss, look, I'm going to get with Vandy. I know him pretty well. I guess conceivably you could do our show from there.
I guess conceivably you could.
I think we should do our show from London at a bar, and I think we should. What's the time difference? What time is it? In London
6 hours.
Now? So are they 6 hours ahead
They're
of us?
They're 6 hours ahead of us. Like right now, it's 4 p.m.
Damn. So it's basically happy hour when we get on the air. Do they have happy hour in London?
Come on now.
No, but do they? I know they drink a lot, but I'm saying. Do they have it laid aside? Like, is it a bit?
They have pints hours.
Is there a drinking time?
They give you pints of beer for half price.
And fish and chips.
Yeah,
dude, I think we should just do our show there. I don't think we need to do all this.
No, that's my first priority. Let's take the station.
No, that wasn't your first priority.
I said that the first words out of my mouth.
You know we're going to Vegas too. There will be an email sent as soon as this schedule comes. In any loophole listing, you're more than welcome. You are more than welcome. All you got to do is get there, and we are going to party. Whenever we're going to know when we're going to Vegas. There's going to be a bye week. We're either going to go the bye week, or we're going to go when the Texans play on a Thursday or a Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to freaking Vegas, and it's going to cost less than $200 round trip. We as a station are watching a college football Saturday and an NFL Sunday in Las Vegas. Believe that. We're going to go to Sushi Kaya, which is the best all-you-can-eat Chinese, or not Chinese.
I feel like you oversell Sushi Kaya.
Okay, well, ask anybody who's gone, okay? Let me just tell you, $26 all-you-can-eat sushi when they go make it for you. That ain't oversold, buddy. Mm-hmm. You see the signs on the outside? Those ain't in English. That ain't oversold, buddy. This ain't Americanized. And you know what? They speak so fluent there, sometimes you just have to point at it because they don't even understand you. Does that sound authentic?
You know how you judge
an authentic Mexican restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in as a honky and you're getting dirty looks. If when you pronounce
when you pronounce what
you're ordering, the waiter looks at you like you're a stupid ass honky.
That's great.
How you define a good Mexican spot, and that's what Sushi Kaya is in Las Vegas.
That's a great take that I've never heard before. My take on how I judge a good Mexican food
chips
restaurant.
Chips and salsa.
And take it from me, I would know, you know, what's a good Mexican restaurant. Race car! The salsa.
Have to.
The salsa is key to whether they know what the hell they're doing or not.
Hot or cold. There's really no certain type of salsa.
Like, and if the tostada chips are homemade, not out of a bag.
The best thing about salsa that's different from other foods is, like, if I asked John Lopez to describe the perfect sandwich or something like that, you mm-hmm. could describe it. Like, you'll describe what a sandwich is like. There's just good and bad salsa. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, like, there's some that's hot. There's some that's cold. There's some that's spicy. Mm-hmm. There's some that's not. That's why chips and salsa is probably my favorite food. I think chips and salsa is probably my favorite food.
You can't go wrong. It's hard to ruin because even bad chips and salsa is better than anything else, you know, in terms of chips. And
sometimes you just fill yourself up with it.
But to judge a good Mexican restaurant, homemade salsa, warm, and homemade tostada chips you know, not out of a bag.
And you know the best thing about chips and salsa is when you get your Mexican plate, like if you get an enchilada dinner and you got the beans and the rice, you can just dip your chip in the salsa and then dip it in the beans and rice, and you're just eating that, and it's just like a never-ending hors d'oeuvre platter right in your mouth. I absolutely love it. You know what I do not love? I don't love birthday cake. I've never liked birthday cake.
You said that in the past.
Never liked it. But there's a former Texans quarterback that likes birthday cake, and he's a little bit chubby. We're going to hear that at 10:40.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
Yeah, and he's a little bit chubby, and he's blaming it on the birthday cake. Don't know how I feel about
that. Hey, Cindy in Kingwood says she's been to that sushi place. 10 thumbs up.
Thank you. Cindy in Kingwood went. I'm telling you, man, Sushi Kaya, this isn't like some buffet where it's laid out for you. You go there, they make it for you. $26, you got to sign in. You might have to wait. If you go to Las Vegas, you don't go to Sushi Kaya, you're tripping like Scottie Pippen. I promise you that. Mm-hmm. It's undefeated. So Cindy in Kingwood, she's got good taste. Met her husband the other day. Mm-hmm. Nice guy as well. We love Cindy. We love you. We love all the loopholes. It's a great day in Houston to be alive. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you till 2 o'clock. Sean and Rich are going to take it from us. They're actually working overtime, too. Mm-hmm. They got Rich to work overtime. You know how big of a deal today is?
Hear?
Rich Lord is working overtime. Can you believe that? When's the last time Rich Lord worked overtime?
Well, he's scheduled to work overtime. He might take it off.
He might order him a steak from a five-star restaurant.
Well, he might
take
a vacation day.
Yeah, he might take a vacation day. But as of right now, Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, Wade Smith, they're going to work together at 7 o'clock. They're going to be on Facebook Live. They're going to be on all of our platforms, radio.com, Sports Radio 610. They're going to unveil the Texans' schedule. And we are seven shows away from the NFL draft, happening. And in the spirit of that, the OG has a surprise for you.
I do have a surprise for you. But first thing on the schedule, I want to make clear that you understand this is real-time schedule release that the guys are going to have, Rich and Sean and Wade Smith are going to have tonight. It's going to be, you know, if you're driving around, if you're in traffic, this is happening. Or even if you just have the radio.com app, we're going to be getting it in the realest, quickest time so you can react right along with everybody else, and you'll be first. You can tell your friends. And I have I had a little homework assignment that I really – you know, sometimes you just love homework. Like it's something –
No.
Like, Figgy, did you ever love homework?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Am I the only one that ever – and I'm not – look, I'm not
You're
a geek.
You're a better student than me. I took like 8 years in college.
You'd be lucky if I did homework.
I'm not a geek by any stretch. Well, trust me, I skip more than my share of classes. I phoned in more than my share of courses, but the courses that I loved when I had homework that I was interested in, man, I loved doing it. I was just sponging it, you know, just taking it all in. This is what I did last night, how I spent most of the evening. I did a complete 7-round draft. We're 7 shows away.
Wow.
From the draft, the NFL draft. I did a complete 7-round draft.
Wow.
Based on everything that we know. You know, all the interviews that I researched day before yesterday, all the needs, the draft needs,
wow,
players that I know that are going to be available then. So I've got all 7 rounds. I think you will enjoy it. We'll do it a couple of times today.
You damn sure better believe I'm going to enjoy it, and I can't wait to hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.